Hi, it's Phil Hendry. It's time for episode 416 of our classic podcast. This is a fan favorite. It's Dr. Jim Sadler from December of 2005, and it's the bit where Dr. Sadler is out on his front lawn lifting weights and grunting and screaming his way through curls and deadlifts and all of this supposedly to promote a new book having to do with how we've changed since 9/11. In other words, some phony baloney premise as an excuse for him to go out in his little tight Speedo and his muscles and scandalize the neighborhood. It's a great bit. It's from December of 2005, and it's our episode 416 today of the Classic Podcast.
His book is really a collection of psychological profiles of people and how people have changed since the experience of 9/11. How has it changed you? How has it changed me? Dr. Sadler joins us on the phone. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, Phil. Thank you.
I've often heard it said that 9/11 was a trauma, not unlike a war experience where one suffers traumatic stress for a long time. True?
This is true, Phil, for people who hold on to the negative energy of a horrible event like 9/11. It can last literally for years. What our book tries to do is take advantage of the experiences of people who turned it into a positive life change. And I have many stories in my book about those people, but the one we all have in common, it motivates us in different ways.
I know that I look at the world differently. Some of my politics have shifted. Some of my, I suppose, my viewpoints have sharpened.
Well, it does change us. I'm talking more from almost a proactive way. I'll give you an example. In my case, since 9/11, I found myself resolving to free myself up, to not be as pent up. I'll tell you an interesting story. I mentioned it in my book. It was 4 months after 9/11, and I had been feeling what we all had been feeling, the fear and the depression, and I walked into a gymnasium in Hermosa Beach, and I enrolled in a three-weight training program. And I got to tell you, I really got myself into shape. I traveled to Europe for some bodybuilding competition, and it was there that I learned the very relaxed ways that many Europeans have. And I returned to the United States with those.
Were those European ways you're talking about much different from the American ways that you returned to?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
You were a much more open person?
Well, yes, and I resolved to be true to myself more than anything else, not to let people tell me what to do anymore. I'm living for myself because life is too short. An example of this is the fact in southern France and many of the people in Europe sunbathe, many of the men sunbathe wearing thong bathing suits. It was comfortable. I did that. And I felt at home, and because of my bodybuilding, I don't have an unattractive body to look at. When I returned home to America, I saw how tense everyone was on account of 9/11. So as an example, I would adopt the opposite idea. I began to do my gardening, my lawn mowing, trimming what have you, wearing this thong bathing suit or lycra shorts or the Polynesian sarong. And it got people talking in the neighborhood. So
you became a lot freer with your body, in other words.
Well, that way, and my attitude, yes.
And were the people accepting of you wearing a thong bathing suit? Or this is kind of revealing clothing, right?
Well, what happens, Phil, is people still hang on to 9/11. A lot of people are still hanging on to the negative energy, and they can't let go of the fear. And I find it really very interesting. On any given day, I will sunbathe on my front lawn, laying on my stomach, and it's interesting to see how many people are still hanging on to 9/11 and how many can simply enjoy the fact that they have a bodybuilder living across the street or next door and enjoy my body, because, and that they're not offended by it. That's what I guess my message is, to enjoy the fact that you have a bodybuilder, if you will, living next door to you, and not be outraged by the thong underwear.
And so people have, in your experience, been resisting you sunbathing on your front lawn in a thong?
Yes, absolutely. And
that is because of 9/11?
Well, because because of the fear they have. Look, there are two elderly women who live across the street from me. I've talked to them on occasion. And one of the things I try to do is sunbathe or do my gardening or even my exercising in the morning when they're in the kitchen. And I know they enjoy seeing a man with, you know, a developed physique. And I'll do stretches. I put my leg up on the fence. Sometimes I'll, you know, drink lemonade. I'll let it drip down my chest or this or oil up. Because these are elderly women and they can watch a well-developed man working out. It's just 9/11 not letting us, you know, controlling our fear.
All right, I'm talking here with Dr. Jim Sadler, a number 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. So you went out and you went and developed your, you got into bodybuilding as the result of this fear.
I was pent up with depression, yes.
And now you're living on a street where you're sunbathing in a thong and you're doing exercises and so on and so forth. Now, I guess my question is, what is the resistance? Obviously, there's people going to be upset with this, right?
Well, I get a visit from the young lady who was one of these ladies' daughters, and she asked me not to do the exercises, and I asked why, and she said she doesn't find it appropriate. I tell her, I'm doing them for the old ladies in the house. It's really none of your business. See, I told her it's none of your business. And in the past, I never would have said it's none of your business. But I told this young lady, who is the daughter of one of these old women, I said it's none of your business. And then I realized what the problem was. She hasn't let go of 9/11. She's still hanging on to the fear and the pain and the anger of 9/11. And secondly, I realized that she probably in some way was just trying to meet me. I am a man in my mid-50s, but I'm built. And because of my bodybuilding, I'm very well developed. You know.
Are you married?
Yes, I am. Tracy and I are celebrating our second wedding anniversary next month.
So you have complaints from the neighborhood. And I want to ask you something. If you're feeling very free with your body and you're feeling very, you know, you are a bodybuilder and you wear a thong and you're out in your front yard and you feel that you've freed up because of 9/11. If I'm a father, let's say, and I have children, or a wife who doesn't like seeing you in your thong, if I come over to your house, what are you going to say?
Well, first of all, my hat's off to you, Phil. If you see. And I'm not a violent man, but if you just see my body, my hat's off to you if you want to actually come over and you know, get up into my face about something. But
no, I'm not going to get into your face. I would simply say, Mr. Sadler or Dr. Sadler, you are sunbathing in a thong, and I have a wife and children who may find that offensive, or maybe I'm just offended on their behalf. Could you maybe not do that?
And you've come to my house to tell me?
Yes, I've come over to your house to say I recognize that you feel freer about yourself and you've gotten into bodybuilding since 9/11.
Well, that would be my first statement to you. I would say, why don't you let go of your fear about 9/11? Because what you're doing is you're using your wife and your children to mask the fact that you feel intimidated by my physique, you know? And that is only going to hurt you.
No, wait. I don't think you're understanding me. I'm not intimidated. Well, maybe I am intimidated by your physique, whatever, but I really don't want to see you sunbathing in a thong when my daughter is out playing or this kind of thing, you know?
Well, at that point, then I would say to you, let go of your fear of 9/11.
All right, let's establish that I don't have any fear about 9/11. I just don't want you sunbathing in a thong.
At that point, then I'd say that, you know, you're a very brave man coming over and telling me to get up into my face about stuff. And
I'm not getting into your face.
Well, you are if you're asking me to alter my lifestyle. And you're projecting your insecurities on me instead of healing your pain over 9/11. And
no, but I'm saying to you, I'm not in any pain over 9/11. Maybe I'm in pain over 9/11 still, but I am simply asking.
Well, see, that's a good admission. That you.
No, but I'm saying you're in a thong, and you're oiled up, and you're laying out on your stomach, sunbathing on your front lawn, while my daughter, my wife, or perhaps even other females of the neighborhood are walking around.
Well, what is then? then you see that there, we're at the crux, then it's none of your business. See, it's none of...
Well, my daughter, it is my business.
Well, your daughter, yes, it is your business. But your wife or the other lady...
Yeah, it's my wife, it's my business, too.
Well, not, she's an adult, and if she's enjoying it... And
wait a minute. How do you know she's enjoying it, man? I mean, she may say to me, look at that guy in his thong, he looks like an idiot.
Well, I can assure you, because I know... Yeah, look, my wife is 22, I'm 55, so I think I know a little bit about women, and I can tell you.
So in other words, if you're laying out there oiled up in a thong, oh man, I can't believe, dude, you know.
What?
You're trying to tell me. All right, you're out laying on your stomach in a thong. And my wife, you say, is getting her jollies looking at you, so it's none of my business.
No, I'm saying that any woman, whether she's married or not, that's her business if she wants to enjoy my body.
It's not the business of the husband.
No, how could it be? She is an adult and is completely independent of him. And
so if a husband comes over to you and says, I don't want you on your front lawn sunbathing like that, my wife can see it. You're saying that he's getting up into your face.
Yes, he is. And, again, my hat's off to anyone who will walk over to me, because if 9/11 never happened, you wouldn't be bothered by me oiling up. But because of 9/11, this is the problem.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. This gentleman, Dr. Jim Sadler, after 9/11, got into bodybuilding and eventually, I guess, traveled to France. He now sunbathes and does gardening and everything in a thong. And you know what a thong, piece of thong underwear is? It basically is just like, you know, dental floss up the butt crack. He's on his front lawn doing all of this, and apparently it's nobody's business but his own. He seems to think the women in the neighborhood enjoy it. There are a couple of elderly women who live across the street from him that he says he does pull-ups on a tree, etc. And I just want to, I ask him, look, if a husband comes over to you and says, I'd rather you not do this, my wife is watching, says it's none of our business as husbands. Now, he says that this is all post-9/11 trauma, that if 9/11 hadn't happened, I'd be cool with him in his thong on his front lawn. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800, let's forget about the men. What about the women? He says the women enjoy him. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Why don't you ask Mommy to scoop you an extra helping of dumb tonight?
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I'm with Dr. Jim Sadler, who has written a book on 9/11 and how the experience has changed so many people. You went to Europe, you started bodybuilding, you've come back to the United States. Are you teaching?
I am teaching, Phil, teaching at Morrison College, and I'm also, I've written, obviously, the book, and doing a lot of different things, enjoying my marriage to my... lady, and enjoying the fact that I feel so good with, you know, all of the weightlifting that I do. And
okay, and all of that is fine. When you are approached by a contingent of homeowners to not be out in your front yard doing leg lifts and this kind of thing, you do chin-ups from trees?
I've got an oak tree in my front yard. Let me tell you about that. I do a number of chin-ups and leg lifts. This is very standard.
Well, this was said apparently by a group of...
Can I say what it actually is, as opposed to what this group of right-wingers in the neighborhood say it is?
But let me just tell you what they say it is, and then respond to that, okay?
All right.
They say that you are doing leg lifts hanging off of a tree, and that you are raising your legs up so high that certain parts of your anatomy is very noticeable, especially since you're in a thong. They also say that you were doing those leg lifts while a bus from one of the local elementary schools was letting kids out. Is that correct?
So that makes me a pervert now, is that...
But is that correct?
Well, let me just tell you. Yes, I do leg lifts. I do them primarily for the elderly women across the street who are...
Have these women asked you to do exercises so they can watch your body? Have they asked you?
No, they haven't asked me, but they're two elderly women. You put two and two together. They're two elderly women. They're both sisters. They're living alone. I don't see a lot of men going in and out of there. I see their daughter, the daughter of one of the ladies, going in and out. You put two and two together, brother, you're going to get. Okay?
So, well, I'm putting two and two together. It doesn't necessarily mean these are two old women that want to see you oil up and do chin-ups.
Well, then maybe you should read from the math book that I'm reading from, because my book says two old ladies, you know, I'm giving them a break. Checking me out. So,
you really think you're something, don't you?
No, I don't think I'm something. Look, Mr. Henry, this is all about 9/11. And
no, I know it's all about 9/11, but you're saying any man, any husband, anybody who says that they'd rather you not be out on your front lawn doing leg lifts, and what is this doing stretches with one leg up on the fence?
It's for the old ladies.
All right, so you admit that when you do a stretch with your leg up on the fence, they can see something?
No, they can't see something. Yeah, they see me.
And the squats with your back to their house?
I use a barbell, yes.
But you're doing the squats with your back to their house?
Yes. Can I just say one thing, Phil? Your fear from 9/11 is just dripping off of you. And
no, sir, this is not 9/11. This is simply a neighborhood of people who don't want to see you exposing yourself.
No, it's 9/11 fear.
Let me go over here to Wendy, who's on the line. Wendy, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi.
Yes.
I'd like to ask the gentleman why he's doing this in public. There are clubs that one can join if one wants to be an exhibitionist. It's very disgusting. Nobody wants to walk down the street or look out of their house and see some man flaunting his body on the front lawn. That is not the place to be doing that.
Well,
now, there are places to go where you can do that. You don't have to do it in public in front of everybody.
I understand. But the question was asked me, well, how have I changed since 9/11? And since 9/11, I don't have the fear.
I think you're using 9/11 as an excuse to be an exhibitionist.
Well, ma'am, I'm not showing. I'm not decently exposing myself. No, I am not. I'm wearing a thong underwear. See, even you're enjoying it.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, well, you're laughing.
I find that you're...
Well, why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because I think it's very sad.
I'm a psychologist, and I can tell you that your laughter is hysteria.
You are an exhibitionist.
Your
laughter
is hysteria.
There are places that are for people like you that you can go join a club and show off all you want without having to discuss
the neighbors.
Well, it
sounds to me like you get a kick out of it, you know, and I think you'd be far better off.
Your words on women are very derogatory. How do you know?
Excuse me?
That's very derogatory. How do you know how women feel about seeing you out in your front lawn with a thong on?
First of all, these are two old biddies.
Oh,
I'm giving them a break.
That's a nice way of describing them, two old biddies.
Complimentary. What I'm trying to say is I'm giving them a break. They can check me out. They're having their coffee.
Maybe they're not hard up, just fed up, sweetie.
You know, you Brits always sunbathe in the nude. What do you? Why am I not allowed to?
No, we don't all sunbathe in the nude, and obviously I don't.
Well, a lot of these Europeans that I saw when I was over there, they're always showing, and they ain't showing much, let me tell you that, but they're showing it. So I decided...
Well, look, you think you're hot looking. That's fine. The question is, why are you trying to force these old women across the street to watch it, and why are you not respecting the wishes of your neighbors who say, please don't do it, my kids?
It's none of their business. If the women enjoy, Wendy here, if she saw me
She in a New York minute.
Oh, I don't believe this. How could you possibly know that?
If you saw the way I'm built, you'd be all over me like stink on you know what.
I don't think so, and I think you have a very low opinion of women, and you have an even higher opinion of yourself that maybe not be shared with the rest of the neighborhood.
I'll tell you what people want to see. They want to see a happy America, a healed America, okay? I'm bronze, all right? I've worked a long time on my tan. A long time. And when I show that to the ladies in the neighborhood, I do some flexing.
They're probably looking at you thinking they wonder when you're going to get skin cancer.
I'll tell you right now, I can crack a walnut right where the thong sits. I can crack a walnut there.
And?
Oh, you tell me you don't want to see that.
No, not particularly, no.
All right, hey, listen, Wendy, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Should this man be allowed to wear his thong out there in public? Phil Hendry Show.
Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm talking with Dr. Jim Sadler. His book profiles a number of people and how their psyches have changed, how their experiences, how they've changed as people since the experience of 9/11. You have chronicled on our show and in your book how you changed. You've become a bodybuilder, correct?
That is correct, Phil, although weightlifting and bodybuilding do go hand in hand. In fact, I'm in a gym right now, which is a neighborhood gym that I use.
All right, and you said that because of that you've developed a nice-looking body, and you are out on your front lawn sunbathing in a thong, which is a tradition that you learned in Europe.
Yeah, you know, there's an awful lot we have to learn from the Europeans. I'm very sorry that we see them as the enemy in a lot of ways, because the Europeans showed me how to loosen up and just sort of let it all hang out. And so I, when I am relaxing, I am on the front lawn doing a variety of exercises, bending my knees over my head.
But all of those exercises are designed to show people your body. Isn't that right?
Well, no, they're not designed, but they do. I wish you wouldn't concentrate so much on it.
Well, you got this lady that asked you not to do it.
But those old women have been... They've been in their house thinking that Al-Qaeda's going to get them. And I'm trying to get them to feel good about America again by doing fun things. Like, I run through the sprinklers in the front lawn and doing scissor kicks on the porch. I did a thing the other day. I held the garden gloves between my buttocks to show the muscle strength. And all of this... Like, right now, I'm doing heavy compound lifts right now. Because I'm always working on my body.
All right, let me go to a phone call. 1-800-449-8686. Kenny, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, man. Doc, are you crazy? Are you a moron? You got to be crazy. Listen, I've been lifting since I was 20, and I'm 43. I don't need to be in the front yard showing off to everybody else.
But no, why do you hide
what
it?
I am.
Why do you hide
to
it?
See who it? All they need to know is who I am inside. Not about looking at me on my front lawn. And I'll tell you right now, if I'm in your neighborhood, I'll be happy to walk up and say, hey, man, could you put some pants on? Nobody else in the neighborhood wants to see your bronze little buns.
Well, you know, first of all, congratulations on your weightlifting career. And secondly, I wish you felt more free with yourself to be able to show off your physique, which you have earned, especially when you're giving some of the ladies in the neighborhood a break. I mean, look at half of these guys that they're married to. You see what I'm saying? If you're a little more European, you'd be out there on the front lawn in a nice brown thong or whatever you want to wear, showing the ladies what it's all about.
Is that what I'd be
doing?
You're
kidding.
Man, you know what? This body's for my wife. It's not for anybody else. You got a wife? Share it with her. Not everybody else in the neighborhood.
What do you lift?
Where do I lift or what do
I lift? What do you lift?
As far as... talking max? Are you talking...
Yeah, what's your max?
Oh, my max has been over 400. Now it's probably 310.
Oh, really? Sliding a little bit, huh?
As you get older, you know, you other things take priority.
Well, listen
kids
to this.
Kids take priority. Wives take priority.
I'm going
to tell you right now, I have three daughters. And, you know, I don't want any of them licking at your butt.
That was my point.
Do you do any of those DB presses? Can you do them seated?
DB presses for what?
I can do the max on a hip abductor machine. Listen to this. Oh, yeah.
Okay, look, Dr. Sadler.
Yeah.
We don't want to hear
you. That's you, man.
Well, what are you talking about?
Look, this man made a good point.
That does nothing for me. That does nothing for me. Hey. And if you're trying to tell me that it's got something to do with 9/11, you're crazy.
No.
You're crazy, man.
The fact that...
Nothing in 9/11's got nothing to do with you wanting people to look at your body.
No, the fact that you don't want to wear a thong is because you're still afraid of 9/11.
Oh, I see. I see. What is my fear? That's what I want to know, because I see no fear in 9/11. Those people aren't intimidating to me. Those people aren't, you know, I don't worry about those people.
Have you ever done a hack squat calf raise?
Oh, come off it, man.
All right, look, Mr. Sadler or Dr. Sadler.
I am a doctor.
All right. The point here, and Kenny alluded to it, if he has daughters who are coming in and out of the house and see this, wouldn't you respect a father who comes over and says, would you mind, my daughters are out here?
Well, I mean, what's he afraid of? 9/11, that's what he's afraid of. Why is he...
What? Wait a minute, he's saying, I don't care, maybe my wife doesn't care. My kids, I care about them.
That's right, and I say, hey man, how about if you're going to put that thong on, go to your backyard instead of the front yard, because nobody in the neighborhood wants to see it.
Well, I would say this, Kenny. The day that you're able to put your pain away for 9/11 is the day you'll be out on your lawn doing swish kicks in a thong. That's all I can tell you.
He said it isn't about 9/11. And it isn't about 9/11 for me. It's about, if I'm in a neighborhood, for crying out loud, man, I'd like to have a little bit of decency on the outside of the house. Instead of, put it in the backyard, like the guy said. Okay, hey, Kenny, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Kittens are tasty. The Phil Henry Show is back.
1-800-449-8686. Here's Sarah. Sarah, go ahead.
Yes, first of all, I want to say
I've got a beautiful body.
I would like to say that it's part of my husband's input. It's for him to input. He can give the input to say that he don't want me to see something. And I would totally honor that.
Well, but he's going to come up to me and say, put some pants on. And meanwhile, you're the one that suffers.
Well, I'm woman enough, I would come over myself and ask you, could you at least, especially in the neighborhood, especially when you have children. I don't know if you have any children.
No,
I don't.
My wife's...
I don't know what type of morals you have. But
well,
around like that around children in the neighborhood.
I'm not naked. I'm a weightlifter, for God's sake. I'm not a perv. Good Lord.
But you're in a freaking bathing suit, dude, that shows everything, okay?
I don't wear a bathing suit. I don't even put a bathing suit on my children.
She thinks that you're me and I'm her.
No, excuse me. Sarah, this is Phil Henry. I'm saying to him.
Oh.
Ma'am,
okay.
If you saw me in a thong, you'd be as close to Nirvana as you ever get. I'm pretty hot.
Not to me.
Well, how do you know? You've never even seen me.
I know that. I know for a fact, because first of all, you said you're blonde. I don't like blondes, first of all.
I'd say I was blonde. But listen to this. I'm going to do for you, Sarah, I'm going to do a close grip bench press. Listen to this.
I don't need to listen to none of that.
Yeah!
That does not turn me on. Blondes don't turn me on. What you're doing don't turn me on. It's not
like,
all in the looks and what you can do.
You like weightlifting?
Well, what are you doing, Dr. Sadler? You lifting weights for kicks?
Women are impressed by it.
No, he's impressed by what he's doing. That does not impress me.
I can crush a cinder block.
And?
With a crowd. Listen to this. Triceps. You. Oh, man.
How is that attractive to a woman, you cursing?
I just, I'm sorry, it's the pain, basically.
You have no morals. That's what it is.
Well, I do have morals. I'm a married man. My wife and I are married 2 years.
You're a married man, and your wife lets you go out like that?
My wife is very liberated.
I would have no respect for you.
My wife?
No respect for you.
She's 22.
Do you have any children?
Not as of yet. We're just 2 years married, although I'm planning on having many. Here, listen to this, Sarah.
So you would walk around for your children like that?
Well, I certainly wouldn't have my children be ashamed of their father and the beauty of God's creation, man. Now listen, here are 5 reps of hammer curls.
Well, that's why God made Adam and Eve. I don't need to listen to
great.
All this.
Listen to this
sense.
Guy. You know what, man? You're putting me off any idea of ever lifting weights as long as I live.
Why? It's fun.
Yeah, that sounds like kicks to me. Did you hear that, Cat? He was he was screaming, man. 5 reps of hammer curls. Dr. Jim Sadler's book is called Psychological Profiles and How They've Changed People Since the Experience of 9/11. Yes, sir.
Here's a shrug and a deadlift.